Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Recently, we were contacted by Georgina, who lives 7 kilometres from the new Dublin Airport North runway. On the 25th of August, her peaceful life was shaken by very loud, low-flying large aircraft taking off from early morning until lunchtime. Now, Georgina and her family say they had no warning and they had been promised by the DAA that they were not on a flight path. Henry McKean visited the small hamlet called the Rath Lane and met upset residents. And he sent us this report.
Hi, Henry. My name is Jane O'Shea, local resident in Kilsallaghan. You just wake up one morning and you just feel powerless. You don't know who's going to change it because you're in this situation and you can't seem to see a way out.
This is me talking normally. The airplane is coming over the house and property now. That's the airplane. It's coming over the house now.
Georgina, you're 7 kilometres from the airport. We can hear a plane there. Tell us about that big change in August when the new runway opened and the trials started.
I was absolutely shocked. We came back getting ready for school. The north runway opened on the 24th, and the next day we went outside and there were wide-bodied aircraft coming over our garden. And we thought, oh, that's just a blip. And then they started coming every 2 minutes, and they have been coming every 2 minutes, 3 minutes, from 9 until 1 since the north runway opened. We're in a very quiet area and these airplanes are going over at 85 decibels. We're in a 55 decibel zone, so it's very easy to have a conversation, but when the planes are going over at 85 decibels, we have to stop talking. There was always the small aircraft that went over, like this one now, and that was absolutely fine. But we were very much aware, when we bought here, we knew how close we were going to be near the airport. We looked at all of the maps and we attended the 2017 meeting with the DAA down in the local area, where they told us the north runway was coming, and they told us explicitly that we had nothing to worry about because the airplanes, by the time they had done a loop around and come back in this direction to go out towards
you wouldn't
east,
hear them.
We wouldn't hear them. They'd be up at like 9,000 feet, well away from us, and there was absolutely nothing for us to worry about, and we all went away happy. But it's like the M50 has come and landed at the end of the garden.
And you had no idea. I mean, you weren't told, hang on a second, you're going to be hearing a lot of noise this day on.
Nothing. We got no leaflets, no communication, no emails. Even the local residents in St. Margaret's and down the ward, they explicitly asked the DAA, was there going to be any deviation from the flight paths in 2007 planning permission? And the DAA said no, there was going to be no deviation. They were going to follow the planning permission that they were given for the north runway. And they're saying that this is a small variance and that they're going reviewing it and it's under review and they're sorry for the inconvenience. But this is really, really, really stressful. We're after coming out of COVID. For the last 2 years, we've got 3 small children. We've been getting through that crisis. We're like, OK, we can take a breath now and we can get back into just living our lives. The DAA have just blown it apart again. It's the most stressful situation.
My name is Geraldine. I live in Rollestown. Since we have had this whole runway aeroplanes flying over our houses, we just don't feel like as if we're the same people anymore. We're a whole community of people who are just frustrated and angry over the sound that has just come over. Actually, what I described the aeroplanes was like a monster in the sky.
A monster.
an absolute, like, it's scary. It's wrong. It's really wrong, especially when we never thought that this was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it is frightening. We all just feel like as if we're just going to burst into tears sometimes.
You feel like you're going to cry.
Going to cry, yeah, just because it's so sad, like, that we've just been taken advantage of with the sky.
And your brother bought a house recently?
Yeah, my brother and his wife and their gorgeous children, like, they bought a house not too far from here, about a mile and a half away, or a kilometre and a half away, and they don't know why they moved into the area. Like, they had this idea that they want to live out in the countryside. I do a lot of gardening, and one day I was standing out in the garden and I had to actually put my hands up at my head and block my ears from the noise going over, because it was so loud that it was actually hurting my head.
I'm Mary Brillert. I've lived here in Kilsallaghan all my life, so I'm used to planes flying over my house at an acceptable height. Now, obviously, it's great that we've the possibility to fly anywhere in the world. My husband is Swedish. We fly to Sweden twice a year. We go on holidays. However, when planes are flying over the house now at an altitude of 1,150 feet at 86 decibels, in which case you have to stop talking to somebody as they can't hear you, and the vibration of the plane affects you, there's something radically wrong. I have a child in school, Rolleston National School. He's 10. He has actually come home and commented and said they can't hear the teacher speak. They can't hear the teacher speak when the planes are flying so low. Obviously, not every single plane flies so low, but there's so many that it's unacceptable. We face the prospect of having over 300 flights a day coming over our house, and it will be from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. every day. Unlimited cap on night flights with the new 2022 amendments. So, in fairness, we really feel so let down by the government, the DAA, the regulator of the DAA, and Fingal County Council. It's an affront.
Niamh Marr, I'm a resident in St Margaret's. Since the opening of the new runway, the North Runway, we've been experiencing unbelievable levels of noise, 4 hours every morning. The flights fly in westerly directions 70% of the time, and we're on that flight path now. 24th of August, there was one flight that went out. 25th of August, I came home post-call. I'm a doctor. I had my kids in the car. It was midday, got out, and there was just, I can't even describe the noise that was going over my house.
You had no clue?
Oh no, it came out of nowhere. It was such a shock. My daughter was crying. She was like, there's giant planes in the back garden. What's going on? Like, the kids were shocked. I was shocked. Rang my husband going, do you know what's going on with this new runway? He was like, oh, it must be a mistake. Maybe they don't know where they're going. But it has been like that for the past 4 months. We were never even meant to be in a noise contour zone. And now we have, you know, noise levels of 85 decibels plus over our house. Quality of life wise, it's no way to live. You wouldn't be able to be in your garden. The kids wouldn't be able to play. She said to me that we could just wear earmuffs and the noise might go away. It's just atrocious. It's like, you know, you come home and your home is a place of solace and rest. But to be quite honest, the amount of anxiety and stress I've had since this runway opened, and I'm a doctor, so I'm used to stress.
So stress at work, stress at home.
Yeah, there's no escape. But this is like unprecedented. In terms of when we were getting our house rebuilt, we applied for planning in 2018. My husband checked with planning authorities whether or not we were even close to a flight path. We were assured that we weren't. There was no prerequisites on our planning that we had to have extra insulation for our house. And so as a result, this has just been thrust on us. It's like an assault in a way, because we haven't had a choice about what is happening. We're just forced to put up with it.
My name is Stephen Smith. I live in New Park, the ward, which is about 3.5 kilometres from Dublin Airport, to the north of Dublin Airport.
And you grew up in the area?
I did. I grew up in the area, was used to a level of noise from the airport. But I have to say, the noise from the flights on the North Runway is something totally different. So, Henry, this is a map of the noise zones that Fingal County Council produce. The noise zones are used to ensure that anybody who tries to build a house or anything sensitive to noise is aware that there might be a noise issue in the future. And it's based on flight paths that the airport told Fingal County Council would be straight off the runway. What I've got on top of the map are the actual flight paths being flown, and shows that there's a huge area of North County Dublin with flights at low altitude above them with high levels of noise that fall outside the noise zones. And all of these people, myself included, chose to live here, chose to build houses or buy houses on the knowledge that Fingal County Council had looked at this, given the information from the DAA was accurate, when in fact it turned out to be inaccurate. And we now find ourselves underneath flight paths that there was no warning or any consultation about at any stage during the time we were looking to buy houses. So it was such a shock to find that overnight flights were coming at a low altitude over your house. I mean, when I'm in the back garden of my house, you can't have a conversation, you have to stop. You can't hear the other person speaking.
So we wouldn't be able to do this?
No, not at all.
If the planes were going over, at the moment they're not going over, but if they were?
If they were, we would have to stop talking while the plane was flying over. And while they're running off the north runway, it's every couple of minutes. At the moment it's for the morning times only, but the airport want to operate this runway, you know, all day and all night. They want flights at night time, which is a big concern.
My name's John Harris. I live in Newtown St. Margaret's, and I've lived there since 1983, so I was there before the south runway was built.
You've seen great changes over the area. We do have a plane going on there overhead,
yeah.
But you're saying that one isn't that loud?
No, that's a propeller job. They were always allowed to diverge, but the jets have to go straight out on our south runway. And the planning permission for the north runway was exactly the same, straight out. You can't use your garden at all. The frequency and the levels of noise, you can't sleep at night with it. They start coming in around 4:15 in the morning from America. This is when the wind is in the east, they're coming in over my house. I go for naps in the afternoon because I don't get enough sleep at night. Some people said it was like Vietnam the day that it opened, the noise from the planes.
Alan Lynch is the name. We moved to Kilsallaghan in June 2021. Family of seven, five young children. It's basically like a war zone over your house.
A war zone?
A war zone. Every minute you have large aircraft flying over your house, very, very low, very, very noisy. You know, we're recording the noise from each of these flights, and they can exceed 90 decibels on a regular basis. And the height of the flights could be 600-700 meters above ground. So intercontinental jets that are flying to the US, etc. So very, very large. It's really diminishing our quality of life here. And, you know, there's, you know, various equestrian centres around our house as well. And I feel for those as well, because, you know, when they're doing instructions on the ponies with the small children, etc., they can't be heard at all when the tutor is trying to explain the instructions. So it's a big blow to the area. It's not something that was planned. It's something that's the DAA put as an unforeseen variance in the flight paths.
And that is the phrase they're using. I know business people, politicians, some will say it's progress, it's great for tourism. What did you expect, because do you live 7 kilometres from an airport?
Well, look, you know, I agree with all of those things as well. We need this, you know, we need this runway. You know, I'm not against the runway, but what I am against is this unforeseen variance in terms of the flight paths. So this is something that can be corrected.
So you think it can all be sorted out?
I think it can be sorted out with the correct will.
Henry McKean at the Rathlane is just 7 kilometres from the new Dublin Airport north runway. We did ask the DA for a statement, and they say received several queries regarding departure flight patterns, which they're currently investigating with a view to resolving the matter as quickly as possible. And this is the bit that gets me. We sincerely apologise for any impact this unexpected situation may be having on local residents, and we will provide an update as soon as the review process is concluded. Unexpected. What is planning all about? What do they know? What do they do not know?
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.